AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The first black man to serve as both the nation's chief military officer and top diplomat has died. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
His family says Colin Powell has passed away at 84 of COVID-19 complications, noting he'd been fully vaccinated.
The world lost one of the greatest leaders that we have ever witnessed.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calls Powell a mentor. Powell served as Joint Chiefs Chairman under both Republican and Democratic presidents, earning a stellar reputation, which was later tarnished. As Secretary of State, he made the Bush administration's case for war against Iraq in 2003.
The gravity of this moment is matched by the gravity of the threat that Iraq's weapons of mass destruction posed to the world.
Telling the UN Security Council, Iraq's claims that it did not have those weapons were a web of lies. He later acknowledged the intelligence was wrong. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Bill Clinton is back at his home in New York. He was in a hospital in Southern California for 6 days for treatment of an infection not related to the coronavirus. Britain's parliament opened a somber session to honor the conservative lawmaker David Amos, who was stabbed to death as he met constituents at a local church.
The circumstances of Sir David's death were despicable and the raise of the most fundamental issues about how members of this House are able to perform our vital democratic responsibilities safely and securely.
Almost overnight, Japan has become a stunning and somewhat mysterious coronavirus success story. Daily new cases have plummeted, with caseloads in the densely populated capital now routinely below 100, an 11-month low. Italy's president is criticizing the violent protests that have erupted against the country's new coronavirus health pass requirement to enter workplaces. This is AP News. Broadway is back, and so is London's West End. To get people back into the theater, the recently restored Theatre Royal Drury Lane is upping the ante by offering afternoon tea. Lily Jones with Lily Vanilli Bakery says this isn't the traditional afternoon tea.
We've got loads of amazing flavors. We've got custard, jelly, ice cream, sausage rolls. It's like a glorified kids' tea party.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife, Madeline, is in charge of the Royal Drury Lane project.
Audiences need to be persuaded to come into central London. They need to be persuaded to come into enclosed spaces. We've said all along they're safe, we have brilliant ventilation, and we believe that the audiences can now come in, enjoy themselves, but we have to set the bar pretty high.
Matthew Helmsley with the Stage newspaper likes the afternoon tea concept, but is worried about a virus return in the winter.
More lockdowns or the return of social distancing, which, quite frankly, I don't think theatre could face any more of.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.